No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Telling the truth every day, which scares the hell out of people sometimes. But that's all right. God bless America. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Medicaid enrollment began to soar during the pandemic last year. It's still rising much faster than would have been expected. What will it mean going forward? Number two, one of Dr. Fauci's cohorts at the Wuhan virus cover-up set packing for his role in trying to hide the truth about the origins of the deadly worldwide pandemic that began in mid-2019 in, you guessed it, China. And number one, in Iowa, mandatory critical race theory training materials labeling anyone who voted for President Donald Trump as a racist. No matter what your skin color, as it labels Make America Great Again, a form of white supremacy on documents and in graphics. The materials have been used to, quote, unquote, instruct Iowa teachers how to think and how to teach. And it lists several other items as racist as well. The list includes, but is not limited to, the following: Columbus Day, America's immigration laws, mass incarceration, denying white privilege at all, believing America is post-racial, and the worst offense of all, believing we are all part of one human family. We're part of the human race? No, you racist! You racist! Hang them! Hang them now! The teachers are also told to read openly racist books that teach the one defining characteristic that matters about you or me or anyone. In fact, the only thing that matters is the color of your skin. Books like White Fragility. The required Iowa critical race theory indoctrination of teachers is just the latest assault on intellectual debate in America. And the end of subtlety, they're on an attack and demanding you surrender to their demands immediately, and you admit what you are. You're white and evil. Well, if you're black and vote for Trump, you're still evil. And as Hillary put it, irredeemable. But parents are fighting back. They've had enough. The school boards of America are finally getting the attention they have sorely needed since the 1960s. But even though we're late, we've not yet begun to fight. We have not yet begun to fight. Listen to this, father. In Illinois, a black father of school-age kids stood in front of the school board and a bunch of self-loathing white people, pathetic actually, and laughed in their faces over how utterly stupid critical race theory truly is and that it has zero basis in reality. We'll start with bite one. Go.
How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get... First of all, time up. We've only got 5 minutes now. Two medical degrees, no mom, no dad in the house, worked my way through college, sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You gonna tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never gonna be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff, because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't gonna be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't gonna let you get no, oh, you know you're not gonna be able to do it because you know, the white man gonna keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I worked for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me?
Black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? I have two medical degrees, he said. I came from a family with no mother and no father for the most part, and I made it. Republican Senator Josh Hawley, one of those terrible white people, also in the trenches fighting against the poisonous ideology of critical race theory. I'm going to go to bite number six here because I want you to hear what the senator had to say about all of this. Go.
What we cannot allow, what we must not allow, is our federal government to affirm and sanction and advocate this critical race theory. We cannot allow the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth, to legitimize a new era of racial engineering. In the past few years, Critical race theory has gained new prominence in the giant corporations, in the media, in the military, even in our children's schools. We're seeing this across the country. We've seen too many of our children exposed to a curriculum like the 1619 Project and its derivatives that encourages division rather than unity, that rewrites our history in the service of an ideological agenda rather than in the service of truth.
Totally true. The only thing that they think, that it's identity politics. We've gone from listening to people like Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s, who's saying we should never consider skin color, to that being the only thing that the left wants to consider. The color of your skin dictates everything about you, which is why that black father shoots down that proposition as completely absurd, as does Josh Hawley, as do any thinking people. But not to be forgotten, the teachers' unions continue to peddle the filth that America is racist, top to bottom, stem to stern. And there is not one person or place that your skin color is not the defining fact of who you are. There is simply nothing else that matters. Your skin color determines everything. And that's why critical race theory is so important to teach hate. Listen to the teachers' union. Listen to this. Bite number 8 I want to go to.
When you teach them the truth, they have the creative imaginations about what they can actually do to make a difference so that they can actually confront the injustices that have been built into every social system within this country.
Yeah. Every social system in this country is based on the color of your skin. What complete and utter junk. This is the crap they're trying to teach your kids. Well, in Loudoun County, Virginia, they had enough of it last night. Again, another wild school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia. Let's go to Bite 12. They're fighting back, are the parents, against critical race theory, transgender policy, and the liberalism of their schools. Bite 12, go. This is what happens. There's a melee. Police officers arresting parents after the school board is told that they cannot continue down this path. And then jump to Bite 13, because here's what happened when the parents got together. It's not over, because here's what happens when the parents get together. Bite 13, yelling at the school board because they stopped all public comment at that point. Go. Shame on you. Shame on you. And if you support critical race theory and all this other garbage, shame on you for teaching people to hate. Teaching people that the defining characteristics of their existence is just one thing. Their melanin. What a joke. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect.
With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.